This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Iran has fired more than a dozen ballistic missiles at three Iraqi bases that house U.S. troops, according to the Pentagon. VOA correspondent Carla Babb broke the story late Tuesday when she was told the Al-Asad airbase was hit by rocket fire. The Pentagon later said the Erbil airbase and Camp Taj were also targeted and that both were struck by ballistic missiles. A spokesman says it is clear the missiles were fired from Iran. There's no word of damage or casualties, but the Pentagon says it is working on initial battle damage assessments. The White House says U.S. President Donald Trump has been briefed and is consulting with his national security team. Both the Secretary of State and the Secretary of Defense have arrived at the White House. All three bases had been on high alert after Iran threatened to strike back after last week's targeted killing of its top general, Qassem Soleimani. The Pentagon says we will take all necessary measures to protect and defend U.S. personnel, partners, and allies in the region. An Iraqi security source told CNN there are casualties among the Iraqis at Al-Asad airbase following the attack. It's not yet known whether those casualties are wounded or killed. Iranian state media reported earlier Tuesday a stampede at the funeral, 90 others injured. Tens of thousands had gathered to honor Soleimani in his hometown of Kerman before his burial. Following similar ceremonies this week in Tehran and other cities, the state media report said the burial was postponed following the stampede. You can follow this breaking story and more on our website, voanews.com. From the News Center in Washington, D.C., you're listening to VOA News.